Ladies and gentlemen, you are our new governor, Martin O'Malley. Senator, thank you so very, very much, and to Sheila Sullivan and Maddie Weber and Anna Mudd and all of you who have come out tonight, and more importantly, not just that you came out tonight, but you were out there when you were sometimes alone, Hagner, right, putting up the 4x8 signs after they had been blown down, huh? And you were out there when it mattered, and I'm so very, very grateful. Before I say anything else, just let me say, on behalf of myself and Anthony Brown, how very, very grateful we are to the people of Southern Maryland for making a new day for Maryland. Give yourselves a round of applause. I look out there, I see a couple of Gonzaga people in the audience. I see Greg Wells in the back there. And I also see Juan Dixon. All-star running back in 1979. Juan was fast out there in the purple jersey. If he only had a line, he wouldn't have gotten clobbered so often. Speaking of purple, you know, we have a team in our state. And I went out to the Ravens training camp today, as I did 6 years ago on the advent of their first playoff weekend. And I went out to give them greetings and best wishes on behalf of the people of Baltimore. And, you know, football players are really, really superstitious. And Coach Billick is even more superstitious than his players. So I said, you have to come out. You absolutely have to come out. Now, 6 years ago when I came out, you know, they had this tradition at the end of the practice. They usually pick some big, lumbering lineman to let him try to kick a field goal. Only from the 10-yard line. And then all the other players laugh at him and mock him. Well, 6 years ago, they called upon me to kick that field goal. In my wingtip. And they all came over and they laughed and mocked and catcalls and took side bets and all be darned. Actually kicked it and got it through the upright. Well, needless to say, the rest is history. The Ravens went on to win the Super Bowl. So fast forward to this morning. I go out, I give my proclamation, and the superstitious Billick says, you will kick another field goal through the upright. So in a remarkable show of faith in their confidence of their newly elected governor, they actually had Kyle Bowler hold the thing. And I thought before those two gubernatorial debates, I knew what pressure was. And nothing like the pressure. I put my head down. I remembered that you're supposed to keep your head down and just kick through it. And one guy, who in retrospect no doubt bet against me, said, well, now you got to keep your head straight up. But I kept my head down. I kicked it, and with the entire press corps of the state of Maryland watching, straight through the upright. Jane Miller was there, asked me if I had a steel toe and planted in my wingtip. I said, no, I did not. She said, take off your shoe. I said, I refuse to flatter that with any further... But, I mean, what all of you did in Southern Maryland was you kept your heads down, and you kept focused on the goal, and you did put it through the uprights. And the amazing numbers in Charles County, in Culver County, in St. Mary's County were a big part of why we're going to have something to celebrate, a new day to celebrate in our one Maryland where we understand that in fact, we really are all in this together. One Maryland where we understand that compromise is not a dirty word. It's how we find common ground to advance the common good. One Maryland where we strive to uplift the dignity of every individual. And together we're going to become that Maryland again. With your help, you know, we won the battle, and now what we have to do is secure the peace with hard work and with sacrifice and with responsibility. We have to be able to to be willing to listen and to learn and understand that just because folks on the other side of the aisle or in the other party may have a difference of opinion as to ours on a policy choice doesn't make them bad people, you know, and tomorrow they might be with us on an issue. Right now we're working very, very hard to try to recruit the best people we can from all over our state to do really difficult jobs in charge of very complicated agencies. You know, the beauty of our representative democracy is this. It tolerates a great deal of, how shall we say, lack of expertise at the very top. But we're very hard on governors when they don't appoint really capable and competent men and women to run important departments like the Department of the Environment or health and mental hygiene. So we're looking that we are still recruiting the best people we can possibly find. We are going, in the course of putting this together, we are going to keep in mind that there is a lot more that unites us than divides us. We're going to work together. We have tremendous opportunities as a state, don't we? I mean, you look at the beauty you have in southern Maryland. You look at the beauty of the Patuxent River that Bernie Fowler is so passionately committed to and has made all of us so much more aware of. You look at the hardworking Marylanders that we have. You look at the great strengths we have in one another. But the decisions we make determine whether we become a Maryland, right? Where we're strengthening and growing our middle class, where we're improving public safety and public education, where we're reversing decades of decline in our Chesapeake Bay, where we're finding ways so that working people actually don't have to worry about whether or not they'll have health care if their kids get sick. We have tremendous challenges, yes. Every state in the union has tremendous challenges. Our country has tremendous challenges. This world has tremendous challenges. But Robert Kennedy once said that the greatest of freedom's privileges is the privilege of responsibility, to take responsibility for doing something about those challenges. And that's what we're going to do. We are going to take responsibility for harnessing our strengths, for pulling people together, and making our state a better place, for getting our kids out of those temporary learning shacks, you know, by investing in school construction. We are also going to strive to make college education more affordable for working families so that no family ever has to tell their kid, we just can't afford to go to college. And Senator Fowler, we are working quickly on BayStat. You know, we do so many things in silos, don't we, as human beings? What if we put them on their side and actually look at where we can make investments in cover crops and oyster beds and open space? And speaking of open space, have a little bit of news to report to you tonight. You know, we have all of about 2 weeks to look at the budget that's been about a year in the making and take a whack at it to try to bend it towards our needs. Isn't it funny, all during the campaign, the newspapers, most of them, not great newspapers in Southern Maryland, of course. Isn't it funny how all during the campaign, the newspapers talked about the record surpluses that the last administration had left us? And then the campaign ends and they say, we have structural deficits that need fixing. Well, we do. But you know what, I'm not a stranger to structural deficits. We've had to wrestle with those in the city and we turned it around with structural reforms. But we did have a chance to kind of manipulate this budget a little bit, try to figure out where we could save $400 million. That was the gap. You know, it seems like every time they look at revenue projections, it drops. But I can promise you this, in the budget that we introduce, we will not raid open space dollars. Open space will be fully funded. Let me give you another one for all of you who understand the strength that is Pax River and also understand the tremendous new jobs and new population that move there with those jobs. Infrastructure, transportation solutions, those things are important. We have a transportation trust fund so that we can invest in protecting our quality of life over the long term. And in this budget, we will not raid the transportation trust fund. Folks, I promise you that I'm going to do everything in my power to give you a government that you're proud of, and really a government that you deserve. As I've said on the campaign trail in the past, Anthony and I, like you, are old-fashioned. We think since all of us had to pay for government at the end of the day, it should actually work. And so we're going to do everything we can to make your government work. We're going to be honest about the problems we face. We're not going to be able to do everything that we want to do in the next week, in the next 90 days, or even in the next 4 years. But you know what? We're going to do all we can do in the next 4 years and every single day to make progress again in Maryland. Progress is bipartisan. And not only does our government have a responsibility in making progress, each of us has a responsibility in making progress. That's a value that you hold in Southern Maryland. That's a value that your neighbors share. And that is the value that's going to move us forward in the days ahead. God bless you all, and thank you so very, very much for your help.